Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Palmer's Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. Today's episode is, believe it or not, all about baking and cakes. You will get to know Hermann and find out what he has to do with cakes. And we'll talk about baking in Germany and England and different cake and pastry specialties. If you're into this yummy kind of thing, then stay tuned and find out more. We all know who Horst is by now, but who or what is Hermann or Hermann? This similarly typical, I'm tempted to say clichéd, German name holds many secrets. The most grassroots one of them shall be revealed today exclusively to you, dear faithful listeners of the Palmer's Buddha podcast. Hermann is actually a cake. And when I say cake, you Brits must not imagine your version of a cake with lots of sugary, yummy, icingy, twirly, baroquey stuff on it. Of course, the British cake tradition has its merits too, as corroborated by crowd favourites such as the Great British Bake Off. German cake makes no promises. It looks rather honest, but tastes enjoyably, even jolly, good. Our man Hermann was very popular in the 1970s and 80s, and I've been told he's still on the road today. Hermann is no ordinary cake. He is a chain cake. Chain cake as in chain letter. You make the dough in a complex procedure whose main ingredient is TLC, divide it by four, and pass three parts on to friends and family. If you feel that a cake is just what your entourage has been missing, Dr. Oetker, well-liked among Britain's baking savvy too, has a basic recipe for you. I personally have never made Hermann's acquaintance, but I was once given sourdough in a jar. Also, it seems, a shareable type of dough. It was moving. The experience, not the dough. Naturally, there's not only one type of cake in Germany. Hermann is a Trockenkuchen, just like Gugelhupf. But that is only the beginning. Go to the Konditorei and take your pick. Käsekuchen, gedeckter Apfelkuchen, Schwarzwälder Kirschtorte, Donauwelle, a mouth-watering chocolate cake from Vienna, Austria, of course, is called Sachertorte, just to name a few. So go on and indulge. Or make a Hermann and spread the joy. Perhaps he'll make it as far as London and meet his namesake, Hermann the German, an eatery slash caterer slash shop with German specialties. The question is, will he be polite enough to meet British standards? We'll find out about that next week. The Palmer's Buddha says, you can have your Hermann and eat it too. That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.palmersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.